This is the third morning service on September 8, 2019. We celebrate the 33rd anniversary of foundation of Tsujiura Megumi Church. The message is delivered by Pastor Seno. The title is The Good Land the Lord Guides Us To, from a book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 2, 6, 7, 11 through 14. Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, 6, 7, and 11. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years, to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. 33 years ago, Megumi Church moved to this land to build this church building, inaugurated 33 years ago. It was a big project. 1 year before, in 1985, the average number of people who are attending this church was 135, and the annual budget was 23 million yen. And the Megumi Church decided to build a new church building to accommodate 300 attendants in the morning in the services, and the budget of the building was 250 million yen, of which 150 million yen was the church made a loan of 150 million yen from the bank for 15 years. The building was designed to accommodate 300 people, but the dream was bigger than that. 1,000 member church. So the west side of this building is designed to be easily demolished to add or extend a new part to make a bigger, a fan-like design, to make it a double in size. But the dream was to have a 1,000-member church. And the plan of doubling the size of this church building was eventually given up for different reasons. And instead, we built an education center. And 1,000-member church, this vision is still approaching to the reality. According to the report, last in July this year, the average attendance of Sunday services were 650. It's about 150 adults and 200 children. God is blessing us to approach this 1,000 member church, a vision. The church with 1,000 members is a big church. But it's not just the number of people, but the diversity of people. It really means that the different types of people are going together in the church. 1,000 diverse people are going together in the church. So that's the vision. And we started the work here in this Kamitakatsu area. And it's becoming true a little by little. One diversity is age. One year after this new building was built, we began the Mana Kindergarten. So the body of this church cared about the small children. And then we started Kira Kira's meeting for the aged, to help aged people to live their lives livelily. And eventually it became a caring business called the Kira Kira Service. And another diversity is to have people with handicapped freely come to this church. So the church building was designed as a barrier-free type, and also allowed people to come with shoes on, which was quite rare 30 years ago in the Japanese churches. Mana Kindergarten always have some children with handicap. So that the children in Mana Kindergarten know how to care the handicapped friends. The same for the college and career group. And also the church cared about the aged people with some difficulties. And we started driving service to those who need it. We also began to accept the various cultural diversity. The good news of Jesus is for everyone. Whether regardless of the ethnic groups or any cultural backgrounds. So now in this church we have different nationalities, as well as those who international couples, and even Mana Kindergartens we see children of different skin colors. We also provide English and Korean translation services. So it's an international body of people. So diverse body, diverse the body of diversity include those from different backgrounds, different families, different the origins, and we accept those who have been discriminated with no discrimination in this church, so that they might be able to live their lives livelily. In our society, there is still discriminations, and we hear some hate speeches in the middle of the city. And most recently, we saw an article in a magazine called We Don't Need Korea. That's very arrogant, agitating article. But in this group, we make effort to remove the discriminations. A few weeks ago, we saw a movie called The Handicapped and the War. The handicapped people were considered useless during the war because they could not become a soldier. And their delivering a birth to a baby was considered not useful for the country, and they were forced to have infertility surgery. It was a violation of the human rights. There was no owe to the human rights, but the Bible says each one of us was created as a precious existence and precious individual. And the Bible says that we should have owe to the life and personality created by God of the individuals. We respect the dignity of individuals because those are created by God. The 1,000 member church is not looking at only the number of people, but limitless diversity of people. But don't be misled. In reality, there are weak people, or there are those who were abused by their parents. There may be those who abused others. There may be people who suffered from the divorce. or maybe those who lost their children. So in the church, there are those who have various kinds of struggles and sufferings. We may not see them in our daily lives, but everybody has something behind in their lives, in his lives. There's some a problem or sufferings or issues that he or she could not tell us. But why do they come here? Because there's a healing by Jesus. Jesus is the doctor who can hear us from any sufferings, whether it's a physical or spiritual. And I wonder if this church has grown up by accepting limitless of diverse people, accepting them and helping them experience a Jesus healing. God is set to lead us to into a good land, according to the Bible. I was wondering what I should share with you at this 33rd anniversary. And a week ago, I saw a newsletter of Moses Group, the group of senior men, and there was an article titled, Let's Understand What LGBT Is. And it was a very easy to understand article, and I'd like to share with you. We normally think the human being is a man and woman, that's all. And the article said that there are 3 points when we talk about sexuality. The first one is what we know normally, the man and woman. But things are not so simple. And there are those who cannot be just classified men or women. Or in another word, there are those who feel uncomfortable just to be classified as men or women. So that's gender identity, which is the second point. So there are those who struggle about their identities, their gender identities. Physically, the person may appear as man, but in their heart, in his heart, he might feel like a woman. So it's not as simple as just a man and women. And there are many people who are struggling on this gender identity. And another point is sexual orientation. It's a sexual orientation to have interest in the same sex. So when we talk about sexualism, it's not as simple as just a man and woman. So lesbian are those who tend to have a sexual orientation towards the women who have a sexual orientation towards women, and a gay is the man who has a sexual orientation towards men, and then bisexual are those who have both sexual orientations to both men and women, and then transgender. So LGBT is something which you hear these days. I was quite impressed by the article in this newsletter, and I kind of wonder whether our church has grown up to be able to accept this LGBT people in our church. And recently, legal equality for the LGBT people have been treated in many cases and resolved. For example, in 1994, Tokyo District Court stated that that there is a the reviewing of traditional view towards the homosexuality as abnormal, and the court defined that the homosexuality and heterosexuality as the equal. In 2015, June, American Federal Supreme Court made a judgment the same-sex marriage is the right to be recognized under the law. In 2019, this year, Ibaraki Prefecture became the first prefecture to legally approve the same sex marriage. I was very surprised that Ibaraki Prefecture became the first one to do that. Companies are also changing. SoftBank includes the same sex partners in the family discount services. And Panasonic made a company rule of no discrimination concerning sexual orientation, gender identities, or gender identities. And in the same company rule, it acknowledged the same sex marriage. And Japan Microsoft offers the welfare, his welfare systems and services to the employees with homosexual partners.
배우자가 큰술술 할 때 그 동의를 동의서를 쓰지는 안 됐습니다. 그것은 동성혼을 지금까지는 인정하지 않았습니다.
So the world is changing. So in Ibaraki Prefecture, the same-sex partner can be acknowledged as a legal partner. What about the Japanese Christian churches? There are many different opinions in the Japanese Christian churches. There are some churches which do not accept homosexual people. They consider those are sins. There are some churches which acknowledge that there are some sexual orientations, different sexual orientations, but do not approve the same-sex marriage. Another group of churches accept this homosexual people as believers, but not as pastors or priests. And other churches are more open. So there are many different opinions on LGBT in today's Japanese Christian churches. And we need to hear different opinions and also to study with humility. And we need to look at the Bible as well. So what I'm going to say today is not an official view of this church, but my personal opinion after being involved in some cases, as well as studying about the issue. I can say that nowadays we consider LGBT people are minority, but not abnormal. And that's kind of becoming the mainstream of understanding about LGBT today. There's a pastor named Aika Taira. He was born in 1986. And he confessed that he is homosexual, and he but he applied as a pastor in 2003, and the denomination he belonged to, which was a Japan Christian Japan Christian denomination, was very surprised, and they studied sincerely. over 2 to 3 years. And finally, the denomination accepted him as a pastor in 2003. Today, he is a senior pastor of Kawawa Church in Kawasaki. And he serves as a lecturer in a Japan Bible Seminary, as well as a part-time lecturer in Rikkyo University or Obirin University. And he also serves to promote the rights for the sexual minority, as well as peace and human rights. And he goes all over Japan to make speeches, and he writes some books. He was a pastor's son, and when he was young, he thought he was a sinner because he was a homosexual, but he confessed finally to his parents. And in his book, he said that he finally reached the conclusion that there was no defective product in what God creates. He says that whether the homosexuals or heterosexuals, all are blessed by God. Suntory, the company Suntory, seems to be quite advanced in this diversity issue. In 2011, Suntory created a diversity promotion office, and in 2012, the company declared 4 areas to work on to overcome this discrimination. The first is nationality, a second is genders, a third one is handicapped, and the fourth area is the age. In 2017, Suntory made a kind of slogan to declare his commitment to diversity and inclusion. I'd like to introduce it to you. It says, Suntory Group Diversity and Inclusion Vision. We'll come together as one by respecting our individualities and fostering trust, leveraging each Suntorian's unique traits and talents. We will courageously embrace diverse thinking, actions, and experiences to build an even better future as one Suntory. So this is the Suntory Group Diversity and Inclusion Vision. I converted this to Megumi Church's Diversity and Inclusion Vision. We respect our individualities that have been created by God, the Creator. We foster trust and leverage each member's unique traits and talents in Megumi Church. We will embrace diverse theologies and faiths. We develop diverse talents by being motivated by love. We build the body of believers as we confess that diversity is the wealth. Nothing new. You remember that we state something similar in the philosophy of Megumi Church. Number four. We said like this. The church is the body of believers who became one in Christ by overcoming the walls that used to divide between the diverse people of different ages or classes. It is a body of people who remove any discrimination, cross any differentiation, and enjoy the diversity as the wealth. And I'd like to read the very significant the passage from the book that supports our vision, which is John chapter 1 through 3. As Jesus went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." The disciples asked Jesus, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered very clearly, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned." So don't look for who made this man blind. It's not because of somebody's fault, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him, Jesus says. It is said that birth rates of LGBT people is about 5.6%. Some says 6%, some says even 7%. But this ratio is slightly smaller than the left-handed people birth rate. And this number seems to be regardless of a nation, nationalities, or ethnic groups. And if that is the case, the characteristics of LGBT people are a part of their individual characteristics that they were born of. And that Jesus says, this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. 33 years ago, our seniors or predecessors had a big vision to build this church building. And the big vision was not just for about the number, but to enjoy huge diversity in this church. So today, as we celebrate the 33rd anniversary, we should advance more to become the body of Christ, to wrap around further diversities in this church. The work has not been finished. Let us move forward to accomplish this vision that has been started by our seniors and predecessors. Let us pray.